I cannot believe this had slipped under my radar. Had one of my Boga News journos remind me of it this weekend. By journo, of course, I mean one of the many legends that send me stuff on Instagram. But it is time for one of the greatest of these ever. From a house down in Melbourne or on the Gold Coast, from the horrors of Ipswich or even up the coast, it's Triple M's. It's a late Boga News, but it is an absolute doozy. How is this for an opening sentence? Controversial mummy blogger, Constance Hall. Already, we've got a mummy blogger.
Constance.
Yep, her name's Constance Hall. Her trip to Bali has ended in dramatic fashion. Of course it did. After her husband was reportedly banned from boarding a Jetstar flight.
Oh, no. Oh, what's happened, drunk?
So we've got mummy, blogger, Jetstar.
What does mummy, blogger do? Just remind me.
Constance Hall was on Big Brother, and then she went on
Let's not worry about that. Tell me what a mummy blogger does.
Oh, she blogs. She's a stay-at-home mum.
What does she tell me that I need to know about mummy?
Oh, she just talks about
stuff.
Like being at home, what it's like, the real side of being a mum, you know, the dirty nappies and the...
Okay.
You know, the shit fight that ensues being a mum.
Relatable for other mums.
Righto, so they're over in Bali.
Yeah, they're over in Bali. They've been banned from boarding. Do you know what you have to do to get banned from boarding a Jetstar flight?
I'd say comatose.
No. He was... He's rocked up to the gate in a very interesting fashion. They were about to board a flight home from Denpasar to Perth when her husband, Denham Cook, that's right, Denham.
Just give me the spelling of that.
D-E-N-H-A-M?
No, D-E-N-Y-M.
Y-M, of course it is.
No. I-M.
I-M.
As in the fabric.
Oh, okay. Denham. Spelled correctly. Yeah. But let's be honest.
But your name's...
Not a name.
No. a clothing piece of apparel.
Denham Cook. Let's be honest. He should never have been in this position. Mm. And by that position, I mean overseas. No bloke named Denham should be given a passport.
That's true.
Oh, Nick,
you shouldn't be allowed to travel. It was understood he was shirtless. He's turned...
It is hot.
Yeah, okay.
Was he wearing...
He turned up shirtless and he was very rude to Jetstar crew.
Wow, how rude have you got to be? I'd imagine that's a day-to-day thing at Jetstar.
I never understood why he'd be so frustrated at the boarding gate until I read that it's understood none of the couple's seven children were present at the time.
Seven
children? No wonder he's like, if I snap here, they won't let me go home to this nightmare that I'm living. They're all back there.
He wants to stay in Bali.
Oh, God. I'll give you the shirt off my own back for those seven kids.
News. Yes, it's about time. Boga News is back here in Brizzy, and it's very close to us here at the Barracks today and Triple M. It's on Caxton Street.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, this Sunday, Claws will be out at the 17th annual Mud Crab Cup charity event.
Yes.
Triple M breakfast host Margot Parker, who was part of last year's winning team.
That's right. You showed me the photos you won last year.
She'll be out trying to retain the title.
I did, thank you very much. I'm a reigning champion of the Mud Crab Cup.
What does that mean? Sorry.
What happens? Tell everybody.
Okay. So Gambaro Seafood Restaurant is, and this is an unashamed plug because I had nothing to do with this, but the Gambaro Seafood have a Mud Crab Cup every year. It's an annual event that they do to raise money for the Kuria Mau Children's Charity Fund.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I've been...
Do the crabs start from the centre and run outwards?
They have like little stalls, like a horse track, and they can go either way because, you know, crabs can go side to side one way or the other. Mm. And so what you do is they put them in there, they lift the stalls up and you squirt them with a water gun to
to
give
fire
them
up.
To give
That's
them a little
Red
bit of motivation.
Wow.
And then That's a bit of the deep heat on the balls in
the
greyhound world.
Yeah, and whoever gets to the end wins. And it's like a round robin type event. And so whoever wins that race goes through to the next round, because they have about eight races and about eight crabs per race. So it's a fair event. And then it's a round robin thing. Then they have eight crabs at the end. And then they have, a final.
And
we won last year.
Did you get to eat it?
No.
The crab? No.
No, well, you wouldn't want to, because that's the fast one. You want to eat the slow one.
Oh, that's
clearly
true.
Got more meat on
more
it.
More meat.
That's true.
And what was yours? The name of yours was Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Which I love. It beat 63 other crabs last year.
But that's not really bogan. Nick, I think you're being a bit...
What are you talking about? A crab race at Gambaro's? Margot at the end said they won and they've celebrated with a bottle of champagne. And I quote, squirted it everywhere like we're V8 supercar drivers. Sorry, Marto, what did you just say?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, up on the podium where you shake it and it goes
around? Yes, we know what
you're talking about. It was great fun until I realised that I was wearing like one of those dresses that you can see the liquid, like the...
Oh,
no. So I had like champagne sprayed all over me.
You've turned it into a wet T-shirt competition and a mud crab race at Gambaro. Sorry, Marto, what did you say again?
I'm happy.
She said, in the article there, it said, whoever gets to the end goes through to the next round and it keeps going to a round robin system, which I think they should change that to a round Margot system. That other person doesn't work here anymore. Bogan's news. Today, this morning's Bogan News, one for the ages. We are back in Queensland, baby, and this one involves a romantic fallout that leads to a pub punch-on. Oh. The headline, a love triangle. G'day, mate.
Sorry.
I was like, hold on there.
What happened?
I thought
to
I had an out of body experience.
Oh my God, so did I. So that was a whole old replay just to explain what was going on. Oh. Sorry, Nick, take it away.
No, that's very funny. I thought, is this how I die? I finally pushed it. I've had too many coffees. I'm floating off. Today we're up at Caboolture at the Magistrates Court, one of the hotbeds for Bogan News.
Have you ever driven past that Caboolture courthouse? Yeah, anyway.
Is there a lot of Blazer / Adidas tracksuit pant combos out of there?
That people go to, I'm not going to make fun of them, but they do go to the op shop and then they get dressed up and purple sometimes doesn't go with orange. Can we just say that?
Marto, is that a good idea for a business? Op shop next to the Magistrates Court. Get rid of some of those terry toweling. Can you make a terry toweling suit?
We
could get some really great stuff at the op shop.
All right. Let me tell you. Let's get back to Caboolture Courthouse. Sorry to interrupt.
A 51-year-old bloke has been charged after driving on the wrong side of the road at midnight. Now, obviously, that's terrible. Mm. But what vehicle was he in? Police allege he was driving a motorised wheelchair.
Oh, no.
So good. The man was slurring his speech, smelled of liquor. He admitted to having a lot to drink, so they did a breath test on him. 0.195. That's almost four times the legal limit.
Whoa.
That's a good dinner.
In case you're not going to say it, he's legless.
No, I reckon he's picked up a sweet Listerine recipe from Michelle Bridges' cookbook. Bogan's Gone News. How good is this double Bogan News Friday?
If anyone just joined us, we've already done one an hour ago. You've got more.
No, well, what happens with Bogans is that they come and go. You know what I mean? It's not they're not putting out a story every day. Occasionally, they've got to sleep one off. It's going to be a quiet Tuesday, but boss, here they come. Two on a Friday.
They never let us down, though.
I don't know if you guys have seen this, but a new bride shared her story on Twitter explaining that her recent wedding was a living hell.
Oh, yeah. Weddings can be a nightmare.
Well, she said that the groom's sister showed up drunk. Now, first of all,
the groom's sister.
It's a wedding.
It's her sister-in-law. Was she a part of the bridal party or just a guest?
Yeah, she was. She was part of the bridal party. Oh, she's turned up drunk. It doesn't matter though. Everybody's getting to that point at some stage of the
day. If you're a bridesmaid, there's a responsibility. You've got to fluff her tail thing, her bridal. What's that called?
What?
The bit that goes out. Train. She's got to fluff the train and hand over the flowers and walk
dress
down.
Tail.
You know, you set the precedent for the bride
have
coming behind
and
you.
No train, so
the 100% down to Supre. I need your shortest dress. I'm off to a wedding. Margot, is this a thing that a bridesmaid would do? She staged her own marriage proposal.
What?
At the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, no, hell no. Nah. I wouldn't
She's
be okay
proposed
with that.
To her own partner during the wedding.
Oh,
renewing
and then she's stolen gifts.
She had stolen gifts. She didn't
want
her brother to marry this woman. She's got it in for her.
She had to steal a gift, right? She's just proposed out of nowhere. She doesn't need a present to give him.
An engagement present.
Yeah, I reckon she's gone gift to gift. Like, you know, when you see kids under a Christmas tree trying to figure out what's in each box. After being given three warnings, the bride has just punched her.
Punched her.
Now we're on Bogan wedding.
Oh, that is super Bogan wedding.
A bride has thrown a punch.
This is the real test, because does the new husband pick his wife or his sister? What happened?
Any news?
The new husband has left her.
Oh.
He picked his sister. He picked a drunken sister.
Blood is thicker than water.
Mm. I assume he's left her because he was too upset to get the wedding photos in front of the Commodore doing a burnout. Bogan wedding.